Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, August 28, 2020. IPERS Benefits Advisory Committee Board Meeting. The Iowa Public Employees Retirement System IPERS Benefits Advisory Committee, BAC, Board met telephonically on Monday, August 24, 2020. The Board approved the minutes from the April 27, 2020 meeting. The Board voted to retain Len Cockman as chairperson and Lowell Dauenbaugh as vice chairperson. The Board also approved the slate of nominees to be submitted to the Governor's Office for the Open Active Educational Member position on the IPERS Investment Board. Bonafide retirement period for certain educators. The Board approved utilizing not more than $4,000 to begin a preliminary actuarial study to determine the impact of allowing a waiver of the four-month bona fide retirement period for retired teachers to be able to return to work and continue receiving retirement benefits. The proposal will be presented at the October BAC board meeting, where a full actuarial study of the proposal will be considered. Governor's Most Recent Disaster Proclamation. In the Governor's Most Recent Disaster Proclamation dated Friday, August 21, 2020, the Governor suspended the four-month bona fide retirement provision and earnings limitation provision for teachers and substitute teachers. Unless renewed, the suspension will expire in 30 days. IPERS Trust Fund Appropriation. For fiscal year 2020, IPERS was appropriated $18 million from the IPERS Trust Fund for general operations, of which approximately $3 million will be reverted to the fund. The fiscal year 2021 appropriation totals $18 million. In addition, Iowa Code Section 97B.7 subsection 3 paragraph C authorizes a standing appropriation from the IPERS Trust Fund of up to $50,000 per fiscal year for actual expenses of the BAC. For fiscal year 2020, the BAC expended approximately $10,000. Investment returns. The current market value balance of the IPERS Trust Fund is $35.500 billion. The rate of return for the second quarter of calendar year 2020 was 8.39%, and the rate of return for fiscal year 2020 was 3.39% net of fees. IPERS current staffing situation. IPERS staff continue to work from home and plan to continue to do so for the near future based on the current number of COVID-19 cases. IPERS website redesign. IPERS recently issued a request for proposal, RFP, to redesign its website. The last time the IPERS website was redesigned was in 2015. The new website is expected to be rolled out by January 2021. The next BAC board meeting is scheduled for October 26, 2020. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Ed Cook at 515-281-3994 and Jennifer Acton, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-7846.